Blog Talk Radio.
I want to get right into the show today because it's tough on a lot of people from the ATL. It's tough. And if you don't understand how tough it is, you're not from the ATL. Good morning, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show, and you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show and give your comments or opinions. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have corporate taxes, corporate accounting, personal taxes, personal accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome to the show. Now, before we get started, and I see I've got several people up on the show. Before I get started, I just want to say, okay, I just want to say that, we made it to this. We had a great season. We flew through the playoffs, okay? We got to the Super Bowl, and what I thought would be a blowout, everything just turned around. You know, I'd rather us play like we did in the first half, in the second half, and didn't do squat in the first half. You know, I mean, the second half, man, we were here sitting on pins and needles. The first half, we were up, we were making noise, we were out in the yard screaming. I mean, you know, I had the barbecue grill going. We were, you know, TV outside, man, we were having a ball. But halftime came. And even after halftime, I mean, we got another touchdown after halftime, and I'm like, man, it's going to be 40-something to 3. You know, it's going to be 40-something to 3. And then all hell broke loose. I think after the Matt Ryan fumble, all hell broke loose. Now I have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
What's up, Frank? This is Justin from Kanye's, man.
JD, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, Frank, man? I'm speechless, man.
Man, I know. Everybody is, man.
Like Frank, man. I'll tell you, man. I don't know, man. Cry, baby, cry, man.
Hey, man.
Baby, cry, man. Like, what happened, man?
Hey, I don't know, man. They say they ran out of gas and this and that, but, you know, we couldn't get nothing going, man. I mean, after halftime, after that touchdown, man, we couldn't get nothing going, man, after that. I mean, the offense we did nothing, man.
Third and one, and we've been running the ball. We've been running it down. They throw it out, man. We chose to throw it. Devontae missed the block, man.
Yeah, he missed that block. They sacked him, man. That was the turnaround of the game right there.
That was huge. It almost feel like, you know, I don't want to say it was rigged, man, but it's like, man, how? 28-12 with eight, nine minutes left in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I kept saying, you know, ain't no way they're going to come back from this.
Ain't no way
they're going to come back from this. Ain't no way, man. And it never happened in the history of the league. Folk down 10, 12 points at halftime. Ain't no way they're coming back. But, the you know, it's like, it's almost like the you know, it's just the unthinkable happened, man.
Right.
And we were and we were right there, man. We had the game in our hands. I thought rather, and it just, I don't know, man. It just slipped away. I mean you play ball. You know how, you know, you can be up by 10 points in basketball and with 2.5 minutes left in the game. And the next thing you know, 2-3 turnovers, you know, somebody throw the ball away, somebody get the ball stolen, anything. And the next thing you know, y'all just up by one, and you still got a minute and a half left.
Yep.
So that, it crushed us, man. That crushed
it was as bad as, man. It was almost as bad as a death in the family, man. Like my heart was like somebody had a grip on my heart, man.
I know it, man. I just with that and that last touchdown, man, that New England made, that was just I was just like, oh, I don't know, JD. I don't know what to say, man. I'm just, you know. It's just mind blowing, man. It's mind blowing what happened yesterday. We supposed to be celebrating, bro.
Man, who are you telling, man? I almost got up and went down to Peachtree Street anyway this morning.
Yeah. And you know, they showed a lot of fans coming out the pubs and stuff last night, man. They were just sick, man. I mean, but I know how it is because I was sick. I was just like, hell, that's almost unbelievable, man. It's like a dream.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. Like, man, did that happen last night?
Yeah. Because I kept seeing the whole first half. I was like, we done proved everybody wrong. All them Chris Berman, Randy Moss, all them boys picking New England. Everybody except Charles Woodson. Everybody picking New England to win. Everybody on Fox were picking New England except for Strahan. And, you know, talking about, I just think New England going to beat them, this and that, and this and that. Man, the halftime, I was like, man, y'all New England fans sitting over there sick. But, boy, everything changed. It's like we just we exploded, man, in our own hands. We just exploded, and nothing happened. When they came back on the air and just kept saying that Falcon get the ball first, but the offense hadn't been on the field in over an hour.
Right.
Like, God. Man, that hurt, bro. That hurt, man.
Right. That hurt.
That hurt, man. Hey, but JD did You laid any cash on the line, bro?
Yeah, I laid a couple. I laid something out there, man.
Yeah.
I laid something. It wasn't even, like, I wasn't even hurt because of the money. The money didn't even cross my mind, man. It was just for the city, man. I just knew we would finally, I thought I was going to see one. I thought I was going to finally get to see one, man. And really be able to enjoy it. You know, I was 9 years old when the Braves won, so you know I didn't really get to enjoy it.
Right.
I just knew, you know.
You knew they had won the championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, with the Falcons, man, I think the way I was thinking that all the stars done lined up in our favor. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to go into the new stadium next year as Super Bowl champs. With the first game, we're going to have the ring ceremony. And the first game, we're going to kick somebody's ass up in the new stadium that day. We going to be the champs of the league when we go into our new stadium, man. That's how it was supposed to be, man.
Yep. Man, like you say, it just seemed like everything was just in our favor, man. The stars was lined up for us, man, and our rocket went somewhere else.
Man, it's really unbelievable, man. It's really unbelievable. And, you know, you know, they were talking about how people weren't even coming in to work today, how people were laying out of work today in the city just because the Falcons lost yesterday.
I can believe it. It's a lot of hurt people out here.
It's a lot of hurt people, man. And then what we have to do in the meantime, we got to pick ourselves up, keep going. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
And I believe that next year going to be an even better season, man. I think we're going to go back to the championship next season, at least the NFC championship. I think we're going back. I mean, if we keep all our pieces together, then I think we're going back to the championship. So,
we young. We got a bright future, but this one right here, man, it's just, man, unbelievable, man. 28-3.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. All the records were broke. First overtime game. Ain't nobody came back from this far ever. Then Brady done put together 5 championships. I mean, that's just stupid, man. But think about this. Like I told my wife last night, I say, you see how you feel right now after the Falcons lost that game. They your city. They your team. And you think about, you know, the Buffalo Bills. They went to 4 Super Bowls there, and they lost all 4 Super Bowls. They lost 4 Super Bowls. I mean, I don't know if they were back to back to back to back like that, but I know 2 of them were back to back.
Yeah.
And for them to lose like that, and they lost on a field goal, stuff like that. I mean, them guys there, they, you know, they know how we feel. We know how they feel, because that's a bad feeling, man. We got to go all the way to next year.
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine how heavy that was on them.
Four, man. Four Super Bowls and then win not a one. It's crazy, man. But AJ, dude, I appreciate you calling, man. Keep listening to the show, man. I'm gonna try to see if I can get somebody else in here and talk a little bit and see what's going on. Appreciate you, man. Hang on, man. Just hold on, man. Ain't no big deal. We gonna be all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So again, you know, we can hear the hurt, you know, in Justin's voice. You can hear the hurt in my voice. I'm sure you can hear the hurt in some of the, like, the coach. They gracious winners. I like that. I mean, gracious losers. I like that. Matt Ryan, gracious loser. I like that. Julio, gracious loser. I like that. You know, it's something to be said about that, because, like, last year, Cam Newton, he wasn't a gracious loser. He didn't want to talk to the media. He's up there all sad face. Didn't want to talk. You know, doing all kind of crazy stuff that you shouldn't do. I mean, when you win, you know, he jumping up, shooting baskets and dabbing and, you know, doing all kind of stuff when you winning. When you lose, what shows your character and your sportsmanship is to be able to lose graciously. Be like, hey, yeah, we lost, but we'll be back next year. We coming back next year. And I'm going to do my best to do my part to get us back there next year. That's the key. If we go and lay our heads and, you know, of course we sad. Of course we are. But we have to be gracious losers as well as gracious winners. If we had won the Super Bowl, everybody would be up in arms. You know, city would be on fire. And, you know, things would be all hunky-dory. And we could talk. We could brag. We have bragging rights. But we lost. So we had to be gracious losers. It was a great game. It wasn't a blowout. But I've always said, ever since I was coming up playing high school basketball, we go to the state tournament and we lose by a couple of points in the state to see who go to the championship. And that's a tough loss. You lose by 40. It's a tough loss, but you're like, man, they just had it going on. Ain't nothing you can say. But when you lose by 1, 2 points, or you lose in overtime like we did yesterday, hey, we had the Patriots on the ropes. We had them on the ropes, and we didn't finish them off. So all I can say is we had them on the ropes and we didn't finish them off. We got to learn how to finish them off. We got to learn how to finish that game right there. Defense cannot play the entire game. Anybody who played can tell you it's harder to play defense than offense. And that's what we were doing. we were playing a lot of defense yesterday. I think we played great. We have to keep ourselves in that mindset that we played a great game. They were just a little bit better than us yesterday at the end of the game. They've been there before. They got the best quarterback in the league. And, you know, they were just walking up and down the field. My thing was that, man, New England weren't able to run the ball. I bet they had 50, maybe 55 yards rushing yesterday. Not even 100-yard rushing amongst all their running backs. But, damn it, they were throwing that ball. They were throwing it, and we weren't able to stop it. We weren't able to stop it. Now, one time, you know, we kept getting holding calls on number 34. He's holding 34, holding 34, holding 34. Three, I think two or three consecutive times coming down the field. We can't do that. Just can't do that. But we lost the game. It's heartbreaking because we aren't known as a team who's going to get back to the Super Bowl every year, who are touted. We might be touted next year to get back to the Super Bowl. And I think we will. But at the beginning of the year next year, New England going to be ranked higher than us to get back to the Super Bowl. And we might have a better team. I think we do have a better team than they do. But we got to understand, put the nail in the coffin, and that coffin will never open again. We got to learn how to do that. And I think we will. I think this was a huge learning experience. I can imagine how the players feel. I guess they may be flying back right now. I can imagine how they feel. But they're going to have people at the airport waiting on them to get off the plane, and they still going to get cheered on. And now they can go on vacation, enjoy their families or whatever. But they still going to be known for losing this Super Bowl and blowing the biggest lead ever in a Super Bowl. Blowing it. That's what happened. The headlines say, how did the Falcons choke? 28-3 or 21-3 lead. How did we choke? I can't answer that. I don't know. I'm just watching the game. My heart sink to my knees. My heart jump back up in my chest. Yeah, heart shrink to my knees. Heart jump back up in my chest. I'm like, oh God, it was so tough at one time. I looked at my hands and my hands were all red because I was just squeezing them together so hard because I was just hoping for something to happen to turn the game around, to turn the momentum around so the Falcons could win the game. We needed that. The city of Atlanta needed that win right there. We needed to be Super Bowl champs right there, the champions of the NFL. We needed that yesterday, and we didn't get it. But it's okay. We're going to keep moving and keep grooving. We're going into the new stadium next year, and it's going to be a great time. Now, that's something I wanted to talk about with y'all. The new stadium, they talk about the seats and this and that. We got to understand. A lot of people have been asking me, Frank, you bought you some seats in the new stadium yet? No, I haven't. I'm not going to. Okay, it's sad to me for us to pay for a stadium. And then you start to sell the seats out of the stadium to individuals. So you will not be able to walk up to the gate on the day of the game and say, give me two tickets. I don't care where they are, give me two tickets. It's not going to happen. They trying to license out all the seats in the new dome. License them out. And you think that, you know, you see the $500 commercial. Well, the $500 seats are the least expensive seats. Where are the least expensive seats in any stadium? Where are they? They up in the top in the rafters up there. You're going to be one of those people that they give you that signal and say, open the dome. And you're going to hit that button and the dome going to start opening up. That's how high you're going to be with those $500 seats. Okay? They go from $500 at the least expensive to $20,000 as the most expensive. And who's going to spend $20,000 for one seat in the dome? Hey, someone will, someone has. And those seats will be yours for the entire season. Now, you can break it up into payments. You can make payments on that $20,000 till you get it paid off. You can make payments on that $500 until you get it paid off. But the deal is that you buy those seats, then you're obligated to buy, you know, season tickets for that seat. Now, you can sell your seat or whatever to someone else, sell your ticket or whatever. But I'm not paying the money for the seat and then paying money for the season tickets. I don't think that's right. But that's what's happening right now. And, you know, I understand it's 75% sold out already. So they're probably going to get there by the end of the season, by the time the season starts. I don't know. Okay? But with those two seats, or those seats that you buy, you'll have dibs to all the events in that stadium for the whole year. All the events in that stadium for the whole year. Now, if you don't pay for the seats, at the end of the season, you don't renew your season tickets for that seat, then your seat is subject to being sold to someone else because you didn't buy those season tickets, so they're going to sell your seat to someone else who's going to buy the season tickets. Now you lose your privilege to that seat. So that means as long as you want to own that seat, you have to buy season tickets every year for that seat. And that's pretty tough, but that's, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So y'all think about that, all people who thinking about buying seats in a new stadium. But again, for us, the Super Bowl turned straight tragedy for the Atlanta Falcons fans. I had a friend call me last night. He's a big Atlanta Falcons fan. He done had season tickets for years. And he just can't believe what happened. I can't believe it either. 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. You guys can call in. You can press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the show. I'll see that you like to be on the show when you press your number 1, and I'll put you on the air for your comments or opinions. 818-301-5834. Now, this is also my this is my first day back since before Christmas. I had some different things happen with the show that I needed to get all straightened out, and Now we all on the same page again. Back out in front. I'm ready to run again. So you guys try not to miss a show. Now, starting on tomorrow, starting for next few weeks, the show is going to be a 10 o'clock a.m. show. Monday through Friday, we're going to be at 10 o'clock a.m. Monday through Friday for the next few weeks. So stay tuned to that. And I'll get out my notes and all as to what the show is going to be, show notes and all that. You can also follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, different places. So you can go on my show page and see all that for sure. Now I have a caller from the 337 area code. The first three digits are 415. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams. Who's this? And where are you calling from?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering, what do you guys think of broadcaster Joe Buck?
I like Joe Buck. He's a good guy.
Some people give him a hard time, but I think he's a good guy who tries his best.
Okay. Is that
for my money, if you want an insightful, confident voice on your sports event, you can't get much better than Joe Buck.
You know, this sounds like Joe Buck.
Me? I'm not Joe Buck. My voice is not nearly as good.
Okay. Well, who's this?
How do I know you're not Joe Buck?
Because I'm Frank Williams. I told you that.
It sounds like you might be a classic hater.
So what's your name and where are you calling from?
Why would Joe Buck call your show? It sucks.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, what's your name and where are you calling from? You call my show.
Joe Buck doesn't suck. You suck.
You suck. Hey, you can get off my show. Right now, you can get off my show because you suck. We sitting here having a great time, having a great conversation about the game, and you call in to say something stupid. So you suck, and you shouldn't mess with Atlanta fans, Atlanta Falcons fans, right now. You shouldn't do it. So don't ever call my show again. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Unlike that idiot that just called, you guys can call in and give your comments or opinions on the show. I'll put anybody on the show. I'll put anybody on the air. When you press the number one, let me know you want to be on the air. I'll put you on the air. When you come on the air and make stupid comments or say something derogatory towards me, that's gonna get you hung up on real quick and cursed out. I don't give a damn who you are, where you're calling from, but don't call into my show saying stupid stuff. Now I got a caller from the 903 area code, wherever the hell that is, on the 903. The first three digits are 883. And caller, right now, you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Well, who the hell are you to criticize Joe Buck?
Same stupid person. Y'all to call in. Same stupid person. That's amazing. I'm gonna nix them off the show. But anyway, and guys, you know, again, you know, it hurts. It was a tough loss. We're gonna deal with it. We have no choice. It is really putting an ache on our hearts. But you know, in the next few days, only time will heal us. All right. Time will get us back to where we need to be. The problem is we got to wait a long time before we get back into football season. And that's what hurts. If we had another game this Sunday and we lost the way we lost yesterday and we had another game coming up Sunday, we wouldn't feel so bad. But this was the game of all games. This was for all the marbles. This was for the championship. But the guys got a taste of, you know, what it's like to win the second round playoff game. That was a check. The NFC championship game, that was a big check. Now you go to the Super Bowl and you come in second place. That's a big check. Not as big as the winner, but you got a big check. So they got some nice bonuses at the end of the year. And that's the key to getting in the playoffs through the NFL. You get them nice bonuses at the end of the year. And so the team got great bonuses. And we're going to be able to hang another banner in the dome as NFC champions. And as, I guess, what are we, NFC South? NFC South champions, NFC Conference champions, and Super Bowl runner-ups, I guess. And so, you know, as we get into the next phase of, you know, life with the Falcons, we're going to be okay. Okay? We're not going to be a pushover team anymore. We're not going to be a team that goes through the season getting, you know, spanked all season and don't make it to the playoffs. We're not going to be that anymore. We're now one of the elite teams in the National Football League, and we're going to be there for a long time to come. Okay? So you know, we got to suffer through this loss, but all in all, while we are suffering through the loss, we're going to make some changes on the team. We're going to add some people. We may get rid of some people, this and that, on the team. But I think the nucleus of the team is going to be still there. And we're going to come back, and we're going to have, again, an even better team next year than we had this year. An even better team. And we're going to go far again next year. And hopefully – we're going to go all the way through to the Super Bowl and then hold up that Super Bowl trophy. We have to. We have to. So to be good with everybody and everybody that's listening to the show, I know I got a nice full house of people today listening to the show, and I appreciate that. My first day back on the air in weeks. But I really appreciate you guys listening to the show. Again, I'm back. We up and we running. I got a few things going, a few little new things that I want to add to the show that I'm going to implement here today, and then it'll be up and going tomorrow. So look out for that. And, you know, we just had bad luck. Our luck was bad on yesterday. We've had good things going all year long, but yesterday we just had some bad luck. And with that, I'm going to close the show out. And again, thank you guys for tuning in, and hope you have a great day today and a great week. Take care of yourselves and hold your heads up high, because we have nothing, absolutely nothing, to be ashamed of. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. And again, We just had a little bad luck. Take care, guys. Be good.
Doing 80 in a 66, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 I'm on the way. Hey, hey, hey. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala, said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, it might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in the nigga outside.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 in a 66, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they would still try to hide.